you to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, and have your spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once more, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we all decree our oneness with this power, as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are each an heir to God's kingdom. Take another deep, deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. And know that this is your time to be in communion with Spirit. First, we give thanks for this beautiful day. We give thanks that we are here this morning. And we give thanks for life. Holy Spirit, we are grateful this morning for your words through Millage, for the awakening that is slowly occurring in each and every one of us, for the blessings that we each have been receiving and will continue to receive, for faith, complete faith in the words of our elder brother, Jesus the Christ. For our friends and our families that help us to stay on the narrow path. And for all the experiences that we have in our lives that have come to teach us. So join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High. This place of peace, joy, faith, and love. A place that you can go to at any time. So we make our way to that threshold of the door, and before we step through, we need to let go of some things. Maybe it's a lot of things. But you know what's in your heart and you know what's in your mind. And if it's not serving you, it's time to let it fall away. And there's that baggage, that physical baggage that we won't let go. And we think we need it, but it's not serving us either. So we let that go too. And notice that feeling that you get when you don't have anything pulling you down to the ground. You become lighter. So we step through the door, and as we do, we feel that light and life of Christ that's always with us, but we really feel it because we're focusing right now. And it surrounds us, and it goes through us, and we send it out into our world to bless others. We take a seat. We open up the heart center and we allow all those gifts, those wonderful gifts of God, to come in. And we have to open up that heart center a little wider because there's so many gifts. and we are filled to overflowing. And we are thankful. So now, without the sound of my voice, let's be in communion with God, with just the piano. And I suggest you use this time to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. We thank you for your guidance in this upcoming week. Be our guide in what we say, what we do, and how we act. And for all the blessings that we are constantly receiving, we do give thanks in the name and the nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.